2WI, net control for the Black River Valley service. Nat, my name is Pete. This reader, yeah, this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater 146 on 655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Now, are there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wish to check in? Over.
W2ZXN Mobile. Good evening.
W2ZXN, good evening. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Not much to throw out there this evening. It's been rainy all day, and obviously nothing's changed tonight. Feel bad for the poor kids out there on Halloween there. Although I live out in the sticks, so I unfortunately didn't get any kids coming to my door tonight. But on my way to work, and that's just about that. So I'll listen out. W2ZXN to Act and Act Control.
Well, I didn't do anything for Halloween. I was working, left the porch light off and all that stuff, so I don't know. But just by looking, I didn't see. I live in the village on one of the popular. I mean, there's not much in this village, but there is. Four or five houses on either side of this little dead-end street, so a lot of people bring their little kids down the street, you know. But I didn't see very many tonight. It was pretty crummy. Although, I don't know, it was rainy, but, you know, at least it's pretty warm. It's 56, which is the high for the day. Okay, thanks for checking in. At least you're not going to get icy roads tonight, even though it's raining. KC2WI for the Black River Valley service net, looking for check-ins. Any station, anywhere, over.
KA2ZOZ, hi Pete.
KC2NBU.
Hi. KA2ZNZ and KC2NBU. KA2ZNZ, go ahead.
Yeah, hi Pete and Ray and everybody else. And of course I did hear Andy in there too, mobile. And we had, even though it was raining down here in Liverpool, it was quite warm. We were at 62 here at one point. We're just about 59 at the moment. And I would kind of guess we had about 25, maybe 30. Yeah, we didn't check, we haven't counted yet. But, which is down from last year, obviously. But other than that, things were, you know, a mild evening weather-wise. Parents are all walking around with the kids with umbrellas. That didn't bother the kids, of course. So that's about it. Hope everyone had a good day. And 734 KA2ZNZ. Back to you, Pete.
Okay, Jack, very good. Yeah, you know, it wasn't really pouring, so don't think you'd bother them too much. Okay, KC2NBU, go ahead.
We've got 55 degrees and it's still raining. I don't think it let up at all today. Whatever. I was hoping to mow the lawn one more time before taking the mower off. I don't think that's going to happen. The backyard is a swamp. Over.
Okay, Ray. Well, my grass probably could use another cutting. It's not bad, but it could be caught in the remaining leaves mulched up, and if this dries out real quick here, so no problems if it dries out, which it's going to do, I guess, for a few days. But it looks like we're going to have warm, then it's going to, maybe a high is going to come in, the temperature is going to drop, it's going to clear up, get cold. Then it's going to go back up and get a little warmer again, but it's going to be raining. And then maybe back down towards next weekend. So I don't know, you might be out of luck. I don't. If I do it, I do it, and if I don't, I don't. It's no big deal. But anyway, we'll just see. Thanks for checking in. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Over. Okay, this is KC2WI. I talked to KD2AIT earlier this evening. He's at camp, and he said he might be down over the Clint's camp there, and would cars could not get into the repeater, and asked me if I would do it. And he also talked about trying to keep continuity for the net and keep it going with some of our older members not being able to do it anymore. So what I actually have as part of the preamble for the Lewis County Roundtable is a statement that anyone who doesn't hear the net being called within a few minutes is encouraged to do so. And if you're interested in taking the net on a one-time or a regular basis for any night or nights, then that would be great as well. So the idea is that we probably shouldn't, there is no official net control for this net, really. And so hopefully, if you don't hear anybody, at 9 o'clock or a couple minutes after 9, pick it up, run the net, or at least, put your call out and sort of informally do it, whatever. And we'll try to keep things going. This is KC2WI, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other check-ins? This is KC2WI. A reminder, we're a little more than a month away from the Boonville Amateur Radio Club dinner at Boondocks Restaurant in Lyons Falls on December 6th, Friday, December 6th. And any and all are welcome. And if you're going to know you're going to come, get a hold of N2OIQ, let them know how many people, so we can give them a number a few days beforehand. This is KC2WI, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Over. Do we have any questions or comments or late-minute check-ins at this time? Over. This is KC2WI here. Nothing. I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net approximately 9:12 p.m. and return the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. It's KC2WI out.
BYB for Acton this evening, and we're looking for check-ins.
This is N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
N2WBX. Good evening. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations, all are welcome.
This is KC2WI, and I have one routine for Schoharie.
Okay, good evening, Pete, KC2WI, and I'll pick that up for you in just a second here. Let me make one more call up. Any other stations for Acton, please call. Hearing none at the moment. We'll make another call up after we pass all the traffic. Ready to copy, Pete?
Okay. I think I should practice this a little bit since I rarely send one, so here goes. All right, please copy number 10-01, routine, KC2WI, 6, Glenfield, New York, 9:39 p.m., October 31. KC2RMD, John Noble, I spell, Kilo, November, Oscar, Bravo, Echo, Lima, Noble, figures 318, Ward Lane, Schoharie, New York, 12157, 5416, break. Congratulations on appointment as Aries, I spell Alpha Romeo Echo Sierra Aries, EC, I spell Echo Charlie, break. KC2WI, comma, November Yankee, Northern New York, Section Emergency Coordinator, initials Sierra Echo Charlie, over.
Oh, very good. The number of the message right there in the beginning, Pete, I didn't quite get the, is it message number 10? I know you said hyphen.
No. Just make it message number 10. I was going to do it by month, but I don't send enough to worry about. Just call it message 10.
Okay, everything else was perfect. So I don't think you're too far out of practice. We usually let you use a time. I know you use 9:30, which is perfectly correct, but we drop the time when we're sending traffic, you know, real local here. And what else? There's one other thing I was going to... Oh, the last four digits in the zip code are not important for radio use, so it'd be 12157. You agree with all that?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, if I had his phone number, I'd have put that in there, but I don't have it, so I'm sure somebody, you know, I'll get to somebody who knows him. Over.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Roger number 10, thanks for the traffic. Very good. And have a good... rest of the week, or weekend. It is Friday yet. No, it's Thursday. Anyway, whatever day it may be, have a good one. Any further stations for Octen, please call. One more call for Octen on the Boonville repeater, K2DYB. Please call. Okay, very good. Thank you both for checking in on the traffic and 73, K2DYB.